is Jarvis Smith. And you are listening to Candle of Knowledge. For this week's bonus episode, you know, I wanted to focus more on the conversation about my nephew Atreus, but this time around, I wanted to bring it to the man who is the father of Atreus, my brother Chris, and have him come onto the podcast once again after 5 years of our last conversation happening about apartment 315, which was the apartment that my brother and I all grew up in Palos Hills. So now, 5 years later, my brother is now a father now, and now we get this conversation with him just speaking about his experiences being a father and everything and what it means to him. So let's go ahead and get this started right here for this week's bonus episode of Candle Knowledge.
You know, I've been basically working on this whole entire series, bringing it back after 4 years of not doing it after 2020. And the theme has been like rebirth and kind of reintroducing a lot of people that I talked to on the first volume and the, you know, of the other series. So I know we did our episode back 2018. That was roughly like some 4 or 5 years ago now. 5 years ago. Yeah. About apartment 315. And for the listeners here, this is my brother, Chris, that was introduced on the episode apartment 315. And we talked about growing up in apartment 315 in Palos Hills. Mm-hmm. But now I'm bringing you into this one where I talk about Atreus on the podcast and just my thoughts about family and what it means to have a nephew, what it means to our legacy, and how, you know, this podcast is serving as like a archival of telling that story about our side of the family. So, you know, outside of just what I was sharing my thoughts, I said I got to talk to the man himself, the father of all this, and that is, you know, my brother Chris Smith. So, again, so glad to have him back here on this pod, and this is roughly 12:35 a.m. Chicago time, Central Time, that we're doing this. I love doing these late night recordings because quiet and also being a father, this is probably the only time you might get with the little ones. So just to hear it in his own words, just to kind of, you know, get a life update to for yourself now. What does it mean for you to be a father and just that whole entire journey from where you were 2021 when he was born to right now in 2023 as we get ready to close out the year?
Yeah, well, before he was born, I mean, not even realizing or thinking anything like this would be happening for me. I mean, you remember, I was perfectly fine with being a stepfather. And come full circle now, where when I got told that Sally was pregnant, I think I remember I was sitting looking at the floor for about a good 20 minutes. Just looking. I wasn't happy. I wasn't sad. I wasn't even, I was nothing. I was just emotional. I thought in that 20 minutes, everything that I think I had ever said about children. And I'm thinking like, oh crap, it's about to come full circle now. But then right after that, I snapped right into, dad mode, in a sense. What do we need to do next? What's he going to need? What is he or she at that time? Because we didn't know we were having a boy yet. But just really knowing, like, I wanted to know, like, what I was going to need to do, because I knew nothing at all, knew absolutely nothing. And now here I am in 2023 from that moment. Now, I mean, as you've seen, I'm doing everything. From it, I'm changing diapers left and right, you know, carrying him everywhere every 5 minutes if he needs to, when he doesn't need to, giving him what he wants, giving him the stuff that he needs, trying to put some discipline in. It's weird, and it's really a great experience. I don't want to do it again. I'll tell you that. I'm perfectly fine with just one. This is a one and done for me. I'm perfectly content with having one child. It's what Poms and Pops always said it was. Always told us, don't have kids too soon. You don't want to deal with this. You don't want to deal with the mess of how expensive they are. And that's what I always thought about. And they wasn't lying. They were not lying. The expense before Trey was even born of the amount of stuff that we needed, just through the roof, just really just blew my mind. I thought about everything that they had ever said and pops about the responsibility that being a father carries in terms of being present, attentive, and nurturing, loving, stern, all of that other stuff. And it honestly, it comes naturally to you. I didn't know what I was doing. Sally, thank God, you know, knows, since she did this one time before with Sebastian, was able to help guide me through, and me just being willing to learn and still learning to this day. You know, you don't have the answers all figured out, and you won't. That's what I've learned as I'm going through. You're going through and just doing your best to be the best parent you can be. But those are just day by day trials. I sucked at changing diapers day one. The first diaper I changed, I knew nothing about what I was doing. I was terrified of doing this the wrong way. And but that's how you just knew like you were going to be a good parent, because you were so concerned about doing everything the right way. And here we are, continuing on.
Yeah, and no, that's the big thing. You know, big shout out to you know, your longtime girlfriend, partner, Arcelli, in this journey as well, and just everything you've been able to see, and having such a great companion like that on this process of stepping into father for the first time, and just everything like that. But just sticking on that note of stepping into father for the first time, I think one of the things that I touched on too is just about, this podcast has always been about, you know, triumph over adversity. And one thing I always talked about is like, you know, even as we both are still grown so much in a positive way since our parents passed, it's still like these moments we get reminded that not here when we have these amazing moments, like having, you know, getting a new job or a promotion, or doing these traveling trips or whatever that I talked about, going to Europe, but then also having a child. So for your POV, I just want to know in your own words, what was it like knowing that, you know, you're stepping to fatherhood, but at the same time, our side of the family tree, Atreus, won't get to meet the way that we would hope that he would get to meet our side of the family tree? And just, what do you feel as important as far as like sharing certain lessons about Ma and Dad to him?
Just the way you phrased that question, like, how does it feel to have some of these great accomplishments and stuff like that with Ma's past not being here? It sucks, honestly. It sucks, because these are the things that they looked forward to. Even more so than me, you know, I was looking forward to just making it successful at work and in my career. And I did. But it did put a slight damper on things, because you didn't have them here to witness it. Mom got to witness, you know, some of the stuff that we did professionally. But when I really, really took in the fact that Trey was going to be born and I was going to have to talk to moms and pops, talk about moms and pops through pictures and pictures of us as kids. It was kind of sad a little bit. It really did. I actually teared up, honestly, about it. I didn't like the idea of it, but it is reality. And the good thing is, as well, is our family is large, you know, so he has a lot of people that he gets to meet. And, you know, it's not just, you know, moms and pops. You just wish that they were here so they could actually physically get that that same love and, you know, and memories that we got, you know, from moms and pops. Anything, any of the goofy stories, or, you know, any of Pops, you know, and his, you know, and his field trips that he liked to take us on, you know, to show us, you know, and explain to us the ways of life in his own ways. Mom's being able to spoil him, because Mom's would have spoiled him terribly, way worse than what we could do, you know, with buying all the clothes that she would have bought. And I think about that. I think about that all the time. The reality is that he's not going to get to know them the same way that we knew them. But, you know, he will know them. He will very much know them. He's going to have some sort of connection to them. He already does now. He just doesn't. He's not even aware of it. He looks like Pops. he looks a lot like Pops, and he's going to grow and he's going to get that, because there's plenty of children that I, you know, people that I know, you know, children grew up into adults that never met their grandparents, but love them dearly, you know, just the stories that they heard of them. And that's what I hope to get with Trey and to give to him. But that to in order to do that, that required me to get past the fact of it sucks that they're not here, and it just accept it, acknowledge it, and explain to him as he gets older why that is and why it's important for you to know who they are. And so hopefully he gets it, you know, we'll, you know, he'll see pictures. We got the big painting right up on top, so he has no choice but to know who they are. He's going to be like, wait, why are we, you know, why am I in this picture with Uncle Jay and, you know, these two other people at the top? Who are they? Well, that's your grandma and your granddad. And you're going to know why that's there. So I look forward to telling them. I do. I look forward to all the stories and jokes and all the other stuff. But thankfully, we want to do it alone.
As Atreus begins to come into his own, speaking to the future Atreus, right? You know, where he's able to absorb things and, you know, he starts picking up things that he's into. You know, this is December 31st, 2023 now. You know, you're 38 years old now. So speaking to that future Atreus as he gets older, as he starts getting to like 16 and 18 and gets into his 20s and hell, even into his 30s, right? What would you want to say as just some wisdom to him as his father now, just thinking about everything you've seen at his age, at 2 years old right now? You know, what would be that one thing you just want to speak to that future Atreus that he hopes he always keeps in his mind as he continues to grow and evolve?
Remembers at 16 how energetic he was at 2 years old. And I hope he's not lazy at 16. And if you are lazy at 16, get off your ass and do something. You have too much energy and too much natural ability that I've noticed so far to do nothing with it. He's got a gift, I think, for something. He already likes music. You've seen him. He'll dance to music. He has an ear for that. He likes art. He likes painting stuff. We got a bunch of coloring books and stuff for him. He likes to be active. That's how he is right now at 2 years old. So I hope at 16 that, Trey, if you're listening at 16, I hope you are active. If you're not, get off your ass and be active, please, for me.
Candle of Knowledge is a
Line Slayer Audio
production recorded at My Workstation Works OC. If you want more information about the podcast, go ahead and visit candleofknowledge.com. Once again, that's candleofknowledge.com. If you want to follow the podcast on social media, the main social media account is Candle of Knowledge on Instagram. Once again, that's Candle of Knowledge on Instagram. I also have a playlist too on YouTube. It's in the show notes of this episode right here. It's called the Rebirth Playlist. It's just a collection of all the different artists and songs that inspired this volume of Candle of Knowledge. If you like what you heard for this podcast and you want to take things a step further, you can donate to the podcast using the link in the show notes of this podcast too, called Acast Supporter. That platform allows you to contribute a small amount of money to the podcast and help an independent DIY podcast producer like myself continue to tell more great stories about my family. And finally, the easiest thing that you can do to support the podcast is follow, comment, like, share, engage with the podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms if you truly enjoy the content, because again, your support goes a long way in that way as well. And just share it with someone that you appreciate genuinely, because that means a lot. Thank you for listening once again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.